Essay, The Spoken Word by Tang Yingzhen. A British friend working as an assistant English teacher, AET, in Japan, recently wrote on his Facebook profile, "Every time I teach American spelling, I die a little." He was half joking, or was he? But I know how he feels. Singapore, which used to be a British colony, uses British English, so I grew up spelling colour as colour and favourite as favourite. My English teachers were very particular about spelling and the use of American spelling was greatly frowned upon. However, since I started working as an AET in Japan, I have had to spell words the American way on my worksheets and in the classroom. To be honest, I haven't gotten used to it yet, and I still have to resist the urge to correct words that have been spelled the American way. Then again, I suppose it doesn't really matter whether we use American spelling or British spelling. After all, if English is truly a lingua franca, we should understand and accept regional differences in how the language is used. The same logic applies to pronunciation and accent. People from different regions pronounce the same words in different ways, and we all speak with our own accents regardless of whether we are native speakers or not. For example, in Singapore and England, we pronounce aunt as aunt. Aunt as in part. In America, the same word is pronounced as aunt. Aunt as in pants. Neither is wrong, we just have to understand that other people may pronounce some words differently from us. This is why I felt sad when I met a Japanese person who said he didn't like speaking English with a Japanese accent. Another Japanese teenager I know said, "If I speak with an American accent, I feel like my English is good." I know many Japanese people who speak perfect English with a Japanese accent. I also know many native speakers who have a poor grasp of grammar or are difficult to understand because they don't pronounce their words clearly. Accent simply has nothing to do with your level of English. Perhaps I feel strongly about this matter because Singaporeans have often been ridiculed by other native speakers for having what they call a strange accent or speaking with an accent. I don't think any accent should be labelled strange. Besides, doesn't everyone speak with an accent? The only difference is whether it is slight or thick and whether the listeners are familiar with that accent or not. In Singapore, most people speak with a Singaporean accent. Of course, some Singaporeans who have been living abroad for a long time or who grew up overseas may end up speaking with an adopted accent. For everyone else, the Singaporean accent is a given. There are so many different English accents that, even if we are speaking the same language, it may be difficult to understand one another at times. What matters, though, is recognizing this and making an effort to make ourselves understood, whatever your accent may be.